In today's gospel reading, we come across the account of the transfiguration. There's at least two times in scripture where God himself declares the identity of Jesus. The first account happens at the baptism of Jesus, when the heavens open up and the voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." This message is to Jesus. This message says to Jesus, "You are my Son." This is confirmation and affirmation of who he is. The account in today's gospel, in Luke's gospel, the words are a little bit different. The words said, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." This message is a confirmation, an affirmation to the disciples of the sonship of Jesus. But listen to the words. It says, the word says, you must listen to him. There's a difference between hearing and listening. This message comes at the tail end of Jesus giving an account of what it costs to be a disciple. For instance, Jesus said that we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. Maybe the words from God to the disciples saying, that's not good enough just to hear the words, but we must listen to those words, ponder on those words, and follow him. So during this time of Lent, let us reflect on those words of Jesus and the words of God saying that we must listen to him. Maybe we should ask the question, are we hearing the word of God, or are we listening to the word of God? Be blessed.